So now it's time to get into the six strategies, but I want to reinforce one more thing. These are how-tos, and I can give you how-tos till the cows come in. And all the how-tos in the world will not make any sense, or you won't do it unless you have a reason as to why you want to do these things. So before I begin, you may want to take a moment and ask yourself why. You know, why would you want to become rich? Why would you want to become financially free? Without that reason, I don't think the how-tos have much validity. So strategy number one is work to learn. That was one of the most important lessons I learned as a child. For those of you who read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you may remember that my rich dad started by paying me 10 cents an hour, you know, to stack canned goods in his little convenience store. And then I cried and complained, you know, I said, you know, 10 cents an hour is not enough, you know, I want a pay raise and blah, 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 I want to call my dad. And he said, congratulations. And I said, what do you mean congratulations? He said, you're 9 years old and you're acting like most of the people that work for me. You know, they said, they're working here for money. I'm going to give you the most valuable lesson of all. I said, well, it's about time. You promised you would teach me how to be rich. I said, I am. I put you in that store for 3 weeks, working for 10 cents an hour, to find out how long it would take you to realize that you're not going to get rich working for any kind of money. I said, what do you mean? He says, no matter how hard you work, no matter how much money you work for, you won't get rich that way. Because, you know, working physically, there's a finite amount of time and a finite amount of energy in your body. You're not going to get there that way. And that was the moment he said, I'm going to take your money away from you. And if you want to be rich, you'll work for me for free. And that is really hard for many people, especially on the E and the S side. Work for free? You know, I got to charge you for this. You know, why do you, I got bills to pay. And all that chatter comes roaring up in their head. So again, it was the why that came up. And the why was I really wanted to learn how to be rich and all this. So I was willing to work 3 hours a Saturday for free. I learned more working for free simply because I was there to learn this time and not get paid. And to this day, I continue to work for free. I make more money working for free because I'm building assets, not working for money. There's a very slight difference in there. I work on the B and the I side, not the E and the S side. And the difference in mindset is different. So one of the big differences is that the rich learn to have money work hard for them. And the poor and middle class learn at home and at school to work for money. The problem with working for money is, especially if you have poor money management habits, you get in the trap. You know, you make more money, expenses go up. You make more money, expenses go up. Bigger house, nicer car, private schools, you know, it never ends. And that trap of working for money is called, the scientific term for it is the rat race. And you get trapped in that. Make more money, spend more money. Make more money, spend more money. Looking good, going nowhere. You know, it's like the treadmill at the gym. Boom, 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 boom. You're running hard, but you're standing in the same spot. So that's one of the main lessons I learned from my rich dad, was to learn to work to learn. That's why I went to work for Xerox, not because of my career path, and they tried that on me, you know, because it's a great career path. But I went there to learn how to sell. You know, I went to the Marine Corps to learn not to fly a plane, but how to lead people. You know, as I said to people, one of the greatest skills you can have in business, especially entrepreneurship, is leadership. And if you can ask a young man to put down his life so the rest of you can live, you'll learn leadership. And leadership comes from your heart. It comes from doing, you know, doing the right things. It's looking at thinking of the best for most people. So that's why I went to the Marine Corps for. So most of the jobs I have taken have been taken because I had an opportunity to learn something. Rich Dad was a real man, but in reality, I've had many rich dads, you know, many people I've gone to mentor to. And every time I mentored with them, I worked for free. My latest mentor is teaching me how to build public companies, how the stock market works, how the attorneys work in public markets and all that. And I've worked with him for 4 years from now for free, just because the education I get is far more priceless than the money. I remember this gentleman I'm working with right now. When I first went to see him and I said, I'm willing to learn from you, he said something very important. You know, he says, are you certain? I said, yeah, I'm here to learn from you. I'm willing to work for you. I'm willing to work for free. And he couldn't believe me. So I had to go back like two or three times, you know, to talk to him. And he said, you're really serious, aren't you? I said, yes. You know, he's considered one of the masters of Wall Street. He says, you're willing to work for free? Yes, I'd like to learn from you. He says, there's only two reasons people have ever come to see me on their own. Reason number one is they want a job, and reason number two is they want to borrow money. And I've never worked with any of them. And I'm the first person that's ever gone and sat with him. And he, you know, trust takes time to build. And over the years, he and I have become, you know, I feel like he's my new rich dad in many ways. And he's taken me under his wing. And I have learned more from that man just sitting around, same as my other rich dad, drinking coffee, having a sandwich, talking about things, because you find out so much about a person when they tell you their stories, how they did things. It's not the data. Again, it's the why behind why they did things. And that's why working to learn versus working for money is, in my experience, a very important aspect of becoming wealthy. If you know somebody in your neighborhood is very successful, like a great real estate investor or somebody who's good in business and all this, you know, say, I'd like to help you out. Don't say, I want to sit at your feet and have you talk to me. You know, there's no exchange for that. You have to give them something, too, if they're going to give you their time and their knowledge. So go there and find out what they need done and say, look, I'm willing to, you know, clean your house or mow your lawn or carry the groceries out or whatever you want to do. I just want some time to learn from you. You have to give something in exchange for the priceless information they give to you.